Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The bodies of two Chicago-area soldiers killed overseas in recent weeks are both back on American soil.
The body of 21-year-old Army PFC Miguel Villalon of Aurora arrived at Dover Air Force Base last night. Vice President Pence was on hand to salute him. Villalon was killed by a roadside explosive in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, today, the body of 23-year-old Army Specialist Henry Mayfield will arrive at O'Hare Airport and then be escorted back to his hometown of South Suburban Hazelcrest. Yellow ribbons have been tied around hundreds of trees in the suburb, and the mayor encourages people to line the streets with American flags along the procession route this afternoon. Specialist Mayfield was killed in an airbase attack in Kenya. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cicero police say there could be a connection between a burglary at a home and the disappearance of a teen living there.
Investigators say two burglars entered the home on Cermak Road near 51st Avenue on January 6th, possibly using a key to the home. That's the home of 17-year-old Velia Flores, who was last seen that same day. Police say the burglars took two flat-screen TVs, a modem, and other items before driving away in a black sedan. Investigators say a video doorbell got an image of one of the burglars, who's described as medium height, between 17 and 19 years of age, and having a goatee. Police are asking anyone with information about Flores or the burglars to contact them. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says he's accomplished a lot during his first year in office, but admits the Department of Children and Family Services is still a source of great concern.
Governor Pritzker admits the numbers are terrible. The DCFS Inspector General found 123 children died in 2019, despite their families' previous contact with the agency. Pritzker says he's added money and some 300 new staffers to the DCFS budget. He also seems to blame predecessor Bruce Rauner for part of the problem.
The first budget that I was under was still half a year of Governor Rauner's budget. The budget that I put in place with the legislature provided for those increases of staffing, and we brought in these outside experts and have changed policies and procedures.
The governor says his administration has retrained just about all DCFS employees. He acknowledged there's more work to do, though. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Red light cameras continue to be controversial across Illinois.
In the past week, State Controller Susana Mendoza announced her office would no longer deduct red light camera fines from state tax refunds, but some want them gone altogether.
Now it's the legislature to do something, and I encourage every motorist out there to say we don't want these things. That's what happened in Texas. It can also happen in Illinois.
Sheila Dunn of the National Motorist Association is among the guests talking about the red light camera controversy on this week's WBBM In-Depth Podcast. It's available right now from the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. Cisco Cotto, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The president of the state's largest public university could receive a huge pay raise as trustees try to keep him for four more years.
A pending contract proposal for Tim Killeen, who leads the three-campus University of Illinois system, would continue his contract as president for four more years. His annual base pay would jump from $600,000 a year to $835,000, giving him a 40% raise. University trustees are scheduled to meet on Thursday to review the proposed contract. Dave Marcet, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.